Got to feed that boy.
You are getting your man card pulled.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Grillin' Guys.
I am a guy and I like fire.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. You listen to Grillin' Guys. Oh, man, if you missed the first two segments, you're a lucky person. But, but we're talking a little bit about, you know, this is the quintessential first weekend of summer. Here we are in Memorial Day weekend. Remember why we're here and what we're doing and who we're honoring. But from this standpoint of this show is it's all about getting your griller or your smoker out. And one of the things that a lot of people do when they get a smoker early on in their smoking career is a pork butt.
Yeah, and my memory is failing me. Is Memorial Day, what was it first signified from World War I and then incorporated to World War II? Is that how that worked out?
You know what? I don't know the
when
answer
we
to that question.
When we were in Europe 5, 6, 8 years ago, I don't know what it was, we were we went over to Belgium and Normandy because we had a week in England. I had work over there, and when we were in Belgium, of course, I wanted to go to a couple of the great monasteries that brew beer. And
I remember some of that.
Yeah.
It made it back.
It did. And but when we were there, this girl in the cafe, which is what they call their bars, she said, "You're pretty close to Ypres." And I said, "What's that?" And she goes, You've got to go to Ypres." And I'm like, "Why?" She goes, "Every night at 8 o'clock, they have a World War I memorial." So we went to Ypres in our little rental car, and it's Ypres. And you should, if you ever get to Belgium or France in that area, you have to go to this ceremony because thousands of people show up every night, 8 o'clock. They have a giant brick arch. The whole town was wiped out. The whole town was absolutely demolished. I believe in World War I. And they've rebuilt it brick by brick, and it is stunning. It looks like it's still a 300-year-old village, but it has nothing to do with butts. But it is Memorial Weekend, and there's all, you know, Europe has all the... So, now, you can go to Hawaii and see some cemeteries from World War II, which I was stationed at after Vietnam. But there are not a lot of Arlington, I guess you could go to, but there's not a lot of World War I and World War II sites in America for a reason.
Right.
We have Civil War sites. Anyway, it is a good idea to at least check out some of the fallen soldiers in the cemeteries, pay your respects.
Right.
If you get a chance, every little town has a parade.
Somebody said, if you told me once, which was really profound, is if you walk up to a headstone and you read their name, that means they're not forgotten. And then when people stop calling out their name, that means they're forgotten. So when you walk up to a headstone, just read the name out loud, and it's, you know, just a little way to...
And if you feel a hand on your shoulder, don't worry about it.
Right, yeah. It might be the hand of God, you never
know.
So
let's talk about butts. It's really, like you said, one of the critical, basic first things you do. Do you remember the first thing you ever smoked?
It was in college, and
no, the first piece of meat.
Oh, it probably was chicken.
Okay,
just because I was intimidated by that big chunk of meat, and how do I do this? And gosh, it seems like it's going to take forever. And
the first thing I ever smoked was a brisket.
Yeah,
and it was a fail.
Right. Oh yeah, it took me a long time to perfect that, and I'm still probably not as good at it as you are, but I can do it. But so let's talk pork butt. It's the pork shoulder. It's called a Boston butt.
Your mom made them for years.
Right. And it's the front shoulder. The back end is a ham. The front end shoulder they call a pork butt. For whatever reason, it's nowhere near the butt. But that's what it's called.
It's the butt of the shoulder. But I've had it. Tim has explained it before, too. I can't really recall. It doesn't matter. It's a pork butt.
Right.
Some people just call it barbecue.
Yep. And you'll see them in the store right now, $1.79 to maybe $2.29,
yep,
wherever you go. So it's a really, really affordable piece of meat.
And very often, like if you order them from Sobey Meats, you're going to get two of them in a pack.
Right.
And so...
Which is going to be about 18 pounds,
yep,
maybe?
Yep,
something
close
like
to
that.
20. And you can get them bone-in or boned. They're cheaper with the bone-in.
Right.
Of course, you're paying for the bone, but it's so light that you're not really paying much. I like the bone-in if I'm just doing, like, a smaller load. But if you're going to do, if you're limited on space, you should get the one that's already boned, because it comes and it kind of opens up like a fillet at, right, at Butterfly.
They had to cut the bone out.
At Butterfly. Right. So if you're space limited, it'll fit in your racks a little easier, because it's, you know, otherwise it's a pretty big clump.
Right.
But I also like to get it boned sometimes, because then I can put my rub on both sides.
Inside and on,
yes,
all surfaces on,
yes,
the outside.
So you get a much better. How did you like the bark this
weekend?
It was
wonderful.
That, was that,
yeah,
good?
It was wonderful.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's Tim's blend.
Yeah, I know. And we, it's good stuff.
It really right. It is. It has earned a new spot in my repertoire.
Tim Sobey at Sobey Meats makes his own general all-purpose seasoning.
We should call it Teresa's blend, to be fair.
Right, yeah, right. But he sells it as Tim's blend. If you've not had it, it's great on everything.
Yeah.
But anyway, we digress.
Is that gentrification? Just yeah. kidding. Anyway, so you can do it however you like, but you can put mustard on it.
That's just glue.
Yeah,
right?
And that, well, it's,
makes a seasoning.
Theoretically,
stick.
The Germans would argue with you, but it's
a thin layer of it though.
It does actually hold the seasoning a little bit better, but the butts are normally so wet that I don't find a big problem.
Right.
What I like to do is I like to stand that thing up and pack the sides first,
right?
And then I'm going to smoke it with the fat side down.
I do too every time,
because I want that fat to reduce,
right?
And it seems to reduce a little better on the bottom.
Plus, well, the metal grate gets hotter than the air.
Plus, yeah. It helps me pull it off, and if anything sticks to that grate, it's going to be that fat. And there's a little bit of meat in that layer of fat, but
not much.
Yeah, it's throwaway.
Right.
But the coyotes love it, so you can leave.
Yeah.
You can leave your grates out. The coyotes will take care of them.
Great.
Great. So I'll pack down those sides with seasoning real heavy, because it's a dense piece of meat.
Right.
You know yep. what I mean, don't you?
I do. And and if you do
I
have
got them for you, Conrad.
If you do have them boned, then you open it up and you can pack some in there as well, because it's more surface area means more flavor.
Right. And if you do that and you're opening it up, I would just smoke it open.
Right.
So it gets bark on
so
the whole thing.
Maybe you don't do this. You didn't mention it, but I don't put seasoning on that fat side, because one of two things. It's either going to render off,
yeah,
or I'm going to pick it off.
You're wasting it.
When I go to shred
yeah.
it up.
Yeah,
because
gone.
Nobody likes that real gelatinous fat in their pork.
And that's
so.
Where I was headed, is you're going to lay it down fat side down.
Yep.
You're
yep.
absolutely right. Don't waste the spice.
Right.
It's money.
Because you're going to throw it away.
It's money.
When you're ready to pull it to eat it, you're going to throw away that. It's generally like an eighth of an inch by the time it gets done cooking, so you're not throwing away a ton.
It's generally stuck to my rack.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So go to Sobey's and get some Tim's blend. Get a big jar of it, because you'll use it on everything.
Right.
It's just a wonderful, like Magic Chef or any of that stuff. It's just a wonderful blend, and they do it all in-house.
Right.
So it's very consistent and controlled. Anyway, so I'm going to pack those four sides, and then I'm going to put it fat side down, and I'm going to take that whatever seasoning I'm putting on it, and I'm going to load it way up on top.
Yep.
It's going to be like wanting to fall off when I get done. And I was asking you about the bark, because there was probably a half inch of spice on the top of that thing when I put it in the smoker.
Yeah.
But wow, what a bark it made for
yeah,
the top.
Right.
You're smoking those seasonings.
So we're going to, Conrad just says we got a minute left, so I'm not going to dive into this. But in the next segment, we're going to talk about when I learned to do this, and I learned it from you and Cowboy Rob Russell, is that at a certain temperature, and we'll talk about this in a minute, I wrapped them in tin foil. Those ones that you just made last weekend, you did not
no.
do that. You cooked them all the way through, and it creates a different end product, and I want
yes.
to talk about that.
Good.
Because,
I want to hear how you like that.
Right, because it's one of those things where there's no right or wrong way to do it. There's a different way to do it.
Yep.
And it yields a different result at the end, and I want to talk about that.
I'm dying to hear.
Yeah, but you're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's hard for us to make 10 minutes of butt talk, but damn if we didn't do it.
Well, look, Conrad, he even said network properly.
Right. So stick with us. We'll be back.